The city of Newark has taken several major steps in recent weeks towards replacing lead service lines in homes. Essex County issued a $120 million bond for the city to speed up the process, and Mayor Raz Baraka recently announced a lease deal made with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey for $155 million to help pay for it. Baraka says Newark is the only city in New Jersey with a plan to fix every lead service line.
Without cost to the resident at all. And you won't see it on your taxes. And you won't see it on your water bill. As a matter of fact, not just in the state of New Jersey, we're the only city, we have very few cities in the entire country that's changing their lead service line at this expeditious speed. And we're the only city that's doing it with money that we generated locally ourselves.
But Baraka changed his tone a bit addressing the crowd, saying some organizations and media outlets spread misinformation when the water crisis went public in 2017.
People said, the mayor lied. The mayor covered it up. The mayor didn't tell the truth that we waited until 2018.
Baraka had on hand several documents he says the city distributed to residents almost immediately after the Environmental Protection Agency made him aware of lead exceedances.
It says the city of Newark testing for lead in drinking water. Property owners can have lead service lines replaced for a nominal fee. This is not 2019. This is not 2018. This is 2017.
The mayor admits that the information on paper may have been confusing or possibly overwhelming for many residents, but says,
I will not concede that I let kids go to school and drink lead from the water without letting their parents know. That I let families have lead in their homes without informing them. That is not the truth.
Still, the mayor's town hall didn't end without protest from members of the Newark Water Coalition, a group that disapproves of Baraka's handling of the situation.
Right. Okay.
Baraka insists the group protests with special interest.
Half of them ran for office and lost. They don't live in the city of Newark. This one who's talking lives in West Orange.
Saying misinformation from such organizations has eroded trust in the city of Newark.
And that's some people's goal, right, to do that. But that is not the reason that we're having this, so that you can have trust in me. We want you to have trust when you turn your water on, that when it comes out, it's okay.
City officials in Newark hope to replace every lead service line in 24 to 30 months. In the meantime, they'll continue to distribute federally certified water filters to residents as they wait for a new corrosion control chemical that recoats the inner linings of pipes to reduce lead from leaching into the drinking water. In Newark, I'm Ang Santos, WBGO News.